Ordered to go under oath, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A judge in New York today ordering former President Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr. to sit for depositions requested by New York's Attorney General.
Letitia James wants their testimony in her civil investigation into the Trump Organization's finances, namely the values they placed on certain properties and whether those values were false or misleading. Attorneys for Trump argued that this effort to compel his testimony is unprecedented, that James is working with the Manhattan District Attorney in a criminal investigation. The Attorney General's office confirmed to the judge they are pursuing a criminal investigation. The judge said the former president could just plead the fifth, he said, like his son Eric did 500 times during a deposition in this same case.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Senate tonight approving a short-term federal spending bill that will avert a partial government shutdown tomorrow night. That measure will keep the government operating for 3 weeks while talks continue on a long-term spending plan. President Biden's top diplomat presented evidence of a growing Russian threat against Ukraine at the UN today.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the United Nations Security Council Russian troops are not moving away from Ukraine's border and military assets remain in place for a massive assault.
We believe these targets include Russia's capital, Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a city of 2.8 million people.
President Biden told reporters the risk of a Russian invasion is very high. Russia has denied it has plans to invade Ukraine, but is looking for security assurances from the U.S. and NATO allies.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Hundreds of truckers clogging the streets of Canada's capital stood their ground today and blasted their horns as police threatened to break up the nearly three-week protest against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Police continued negotiating with the protesters, trying to persuade them to go home. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
.com.
The Labor Department is out with a mixed report on the nation's job market.
More people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. New claims rose to 248,000. Economists were predicting a decline in new claims, continuing the trend in recent weeks, though fewer people were still receiving benefits in the latest report. Continuing claims dropped to 1.59 million. Economists are expecting layoffs to remain low as companies attempt to fill a record number of job openings during a labor shortage. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates jumped again this week, approaching levels not seen since 2019. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac today reporting the average rate on a 30-year loan reached 3.92%. That's up from 3.69% the previous week. A Florida woman is accused of using COVID relief funds to hire a killer.
Jasmine Martinez is accused of hiring a hitman to kill a TSA employee who dated her ex-boyfriend and paying the gunman with money from a federal PPP loan. The gunman reportedly shot and killed LaShante Jones, wounding her three-year-old son in a broad daylight attack outside her Miami apartment in May of last year. According to the arrest warrant, Martinez withdrew around $10,000 in the days before the shooting after receiving a $15,000 loan from the federal government to help her single-employee beauty salon. Also arrested, the gunman, Javon Carter, and Ramil Robinson, the man who arranged the hit. CJ Papa, Fox News.
U.S. auto safety regulators have launched another investigation of Tesla, this time tied to complaints that its cars can stop on roads for no apparent reason. The government says it has more than 350 complaints from owners about phantom braking in Tesla's Models 3 and Y. The probe covers about 416,000 vehicles from the 2021 and 2022 model years. No crashes or injuries were reported. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.